The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.
Well, at the end there, when the siren went, there wasn't any jubilation or any expression of frustration by the team that lost. They were just exhausted, which shows the layoff they've all had. But also, I think from Melbourne's point of view and our monitors here, you know, and watching down the ground, Simon Goodwin looked a little bit probably under pleased than what you would be if you usually pick up the 4 points in an AFL game. So to be so dominant in the first quarter and then to really just get away with it, 7-11, 18 scoring shots for Carlton to 14 for the D's, and in the last quarter just really shut up shop and we're just waiting for the final siren. Would really be disappointing from the victors' point of view as they just huddle up at the moment and get a word from Max Gawn, who was terrific across the day. But even just the last, you can't dwell too much on the last 60 seconds, but geez, the Blues had their opportunities, Bucky, in terms of a couple of repeat inside forward 50s, and they just blazed away, didn't they? The last one, it was a Walsh entry, which missed the mark.
Missed opportunity by Jack Martin, a couple of missed shots by Patrick Cripps. Mm. It was two pretty poor kicks by Sam Walsh. Look, rude, missed opportunities. But when you come from that far behind, Mick, there's a big trend in games like that. Yeah. When you come from that far behind, you take all that effort to finally catch up. Mm. And then it just seems that the opposition, a lot of the times, can just steady.
And there's a bit of a trend, I think, emerging, and you'd know far more than me being so invested in Carlton and what they do, that they just can't put together four quarters. No. Against Richmond, they were gallant. And I think we hear it externally, or we hear it come out of their camp, that, yep, they're sick of, you know, the hype and the talk. But until you kind of put your hand up and commit to a four-quarter effort, then it's going to be continual disappointment, and they're walking off now with the body language.
Sorry,
down.
Guys, Max Gawn is just about to talk for Geelong Marine World to Fox Footy.
I think they had a nice little attacking play in that last week. Christian dropped the mark, but it's a win. It's a hard competition. First game back after 12 weeks, and we held on.
The boys upstairs thought you guys were a bit conservative in that final quarter. Tell us about how it was when things were starting to get tight.
Conservative is just a reaction to the way Carlton played that last quarter. Our mindset wasn't to go out and try and kill the play. That definitely wasn't it. We had to try and match them on the inside, and we probably didn't for the second half. So that was disappointing, but credit to, that's a horrible line, but credit to Carlton, because they did bring out a pretty good brand of footy in that second half.
We were fascinated by the ruck duel today. How did you see it?
He's a strong boy. Any ruck to get on an AFL list, is relatively strong and solid, and he was right up there. So looking forward to that.
We will see you on AFL 360 on Fox Footy during the week. Yep.
Beautiful.
Max Gawn's going to miss the song. Here is Melbourne singing the song. And that's the Melbourne theme song. We're in the fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Of course, players' post-match comments thanks to Geelong Marine World and Signature Homes, an award-winning Geelong builder specialising in custom-designed homes, $400,000 to $1 million. Gary and Gilda Watts and the team, signaturehomes.net.au.
Kingy, just in regards to KFC Twitter, you just asked where people are listening from. Also, Darren Allard.
Yes.
Listening back.
So Darren
in Port Lincoln, South Australia.
Yeah, Darren's a GM at one of our stations
there. Okay.
Parent company owns.
There you go.
They're in Port Lincoln, so great to have Darren tuning in. We get good support from our sister stations throughout the Grant Broadcasters Network, who are great supporters of us doing footy. So absolutely fantastic to have Darren tuning in as well. I believe we've got a phone caller. Sylvester's joined us on the line. G'day, Sylv.
How you going, mate?
Good. Fire away.
Oh, sorry. How you going, boys, I should say. Not mate.
Going well.
All good.
All good. But just out of curiosity, with Adelaide having their couple of thousand coming to the ground,
yep,
and Geelong, I believe, has got over 50,000 members, which I'm one of, for the year, and if they decide to do their 20% or whatever, how's it going to relay? to the members and, like, who's got priority over entrance to the games.
So it was done as a ballot by Port Adelaide. So of the 2,000, about 1,450 were Port Adelaide. There were about 475 Adelaide, and then there was some corporates as well, so 240-odd corporates in the crowd. So that was a ballot situation, Sylvester.
I think the Cats are going to run like a mini Olympics or something. Something like that, Sylvester.
So I suspect that would be a similar. They have spoken in the media about priority going to members and whether they give priority to a certain level of member. We're unsure of how that will unfold, but I suspect a ballot system will also be used, Sylv. If that gets to that point where we can have 10,000 people at GMHBA Stadium sometime in July. Hope that answers your question. Thanks for the call, Sylv. Appreciate it. We're hoping to get down into the Melbourne room shortly, just waiting to hear who we might be talking to and players' post-match comments, of course. Thanks to Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World in this fifth quarter. Thanks to Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. We're here with Mickey Barlow, of course, former Sun and Dockers star. Michael, your thoughts on the performances of both teams. You said at the start of the game, when you were asked who will finish higher on the ladder this year, Carlton. Do you still stand by that despite the fact they lose by a point today?
Well, yeah, my concern with Carlton is, and it's clearly reflective when the scores just get flashed up and they don't score and they're non-competitive for one quarter. So I think they're a better team than Melbourne, and what Melbourne produced, you know, the back half of the game was really poor. And really stale down the line, you know, contest, no willingness to take the game on again. How much do we read into that off the back of 12 weeks off and game conditioning and the like? And credit to them, they took the game out hard. So they took the game out hard. They dared to win, and they ended up getting the chocolates. But Carlton, and just, I suppose, frustrating for their fans and followers in terms of the four-quarter performance. And It's a team thing, but it's also an individual thing. A lot of their players, you know, showed up for maybe a quarter, maybe a half. The four-quarter contributors across the game, I think Christian Petrarca was one, Max Gawn was one, Clayton Oliver, apart from his probably 15 minutes of the last quarter, was a really good contributor. Carlton, how many four-quarters contributors can you put them up? Yeah, Wiedering. And that's probably about it.
Pitting it.
Yeah, after quarter time,
probably
I think.
Maybe Murphy or an Ed Curno was sort of in the action early.
Ed Curno was one that stood up when everyone else was sitting down and probably tailed out of it himself personally.
But that's about it, really.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't. And this is the problem you have, Mick, because some of the guys that were just hardly sighted in the first half come to life after half time. So what do? You just got to keep backing them in. But there comes a point where if you've got serial offenders who don't turn up in the first quarter but then show a bit of spark after half time, it almost glosses over and you forget about how they were, and it becomes like it becomes habitual.
Yeah, and I can guarantee you, from a player's perspective, you can have a poor first half and pad your stats a bit for want of a better term in the second half, and, you know, if you hit the scoreboard, let's look at a player like Petrescu Seaton. Ends with 20 possessions. I thought he was as bad a offender for Carlton across the first half as any, with ball in hand. And then he was quite good second half, cleaned it up a little bit.
But the damage had sort of been done.
Yeah, exactly. But his head hits the pillow tonight. Probably be like, oh, and this is where, again, is this the Carlton mentality?
Yeah.
I've had 20. I'm all right. I'll get a game next week. And that's filtered through for a long time, I think, at Carlton. They've got players. Petrescu Seaton's played a lot of football now. Zach Fisher's another one. Didn't play today, but, you know, he has games like that as well where he can be high numbers, but actual output, what does that equate to? But he'll get picked the next week just by youth and vibrance and the position of the club. It's got Carlton, for them to go forward and be a better team, have got to be a team that's competing for the eight, and therefore performances. You're not getting a game because of your age or your numbers or whatever it is. It's impact on game for four quarters.
Yep.
Michael Barlow joining us. Harley Bennell's return to footy, 14 disposals for him on the Kerr's high stat sheet.
And I don't think his game time would have been huge. He had a lot of handballs and was classy with ball in hand. Had a couple of forward 50 entries late, which weren't great. But again, just for him to get through the match, was fantastic to see, and he'll only get better. He's one that, you know, will get a game next. They'll stick with him and go with him now that they've made the commitment. There's probably going to be a stage maybe in 4 or 5 weeks where they rest. But hopefully, yeah, he's pulled up all good and onwards to next week.
They've found one in Trent Rivers.
Oh, haven't they? What do you end up with there, Bucky, for Coach Hire?
Yeah, he only had the 12 disposals, but he was really good early. Really aggressive
12
early.
Possessions, yeah.
12 possession. I mean, he's playing across half back, and I thought he was excellent. He really stood out,
I thought. Yeah, that's the one. He stood out. He burst off the first quarter looking at Trent Rivers. You thought, that's Jaden Hunt, because it was taking the game on like a Jaden Hunt or an Ed Langdon would be.
And that's the point you made before. I mean, he has 12 touches, but you look at it and he stands out. He's made an impact. He goes in hard. Mm. And across the four quarters, he's made some sort of impact. Then you look at someone like a Petrescu Seaton, and you go, well, he's had 20, but that first half was just ordinary.
Yeah.
And he's lifted his intensity a little bit, but those are padding stats, as you say.
Yeah, it's that's, and we shift to Carlton a little bit, because I think they're probably the story of the day in terms of what is the ceiling for them. You don't know, but they're bad is really bad. But the guys that we talk about Petrescu Seaton, because the honeymoon's now over for guys like that. And when Zach Fisher comes back into the team, Cunningham's another 11 possessions, one goal. How long do you to persist with a player like him? Darcy Lang, four possessions. And then the Harry Mackay, he's starting to grow up a little bit. So it's now those guys that have got to really grab this football club on the back of their shoulders and say, yep, well, I've played enough football now to progress this club and progress myself forward.
And experienced blokes they've got into the club. Like you mentioned, Darcy Lang, experience when he came across. Mitch McGovern, who lifted after half time, but some of his efforts in the first half left a lot to be desired.
Yeah.
You've got Matthew Kennedy, who can't get a game at the moment, and they invested quite a bit from him from the Giants.
Setterfield
was another one today they got from the Giants who really was nowhere to be seen in the first half and then sort of floated in and out in the second half. I actually thought Michael Gibbons was actually quite consistent this afternoon, quite creative.
And he plays that role, the high half forward role. Yeah. And credit to a player like Gibbons, comes in and plays that role, but he's always played midfield. But to get a game at AFL level, I think he's one that the other guys can really take a leaf out of his book, because he seems like a foot soldier, someone that's willing to do the role and the hard work and willing to commit to an AFL career, whereas what's the investment of the other guys? The pathway's a difference. Gibbons, two-time JJ Lister medalist, and the other guys are highly touted 18-year-old draftees. So there is a little bit of a mindset thing attached to that at times. But, it's hard to, as I said, walking off the ground, Melbourne's body language was really low for a team that had won. But then I think quickly they've dusted that off and sung the song with a bit of gusto and happy with the result.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar.
The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.